Hey, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, new movies and a best song in the world today. But first, let's get some news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Pope Benedict XVI met yesterday with church sex abuse victims. He apologized and he listened. Victims said the church has more work to do. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
The meeting started with prayer and quickly moved on to tears as survivors shared the pain of their sexual abuse. Bernie McDade says the Pope was visibly moved by what he heard.
I looked at him, he looked at me, and then I said something to the effect of, "Holy Father, I want you to know you have a cancer in your flock, and you need to correct that, and I hope you do. You need to do more." And he acknowledged me with a nod, looked straight at me, and thanked me.
McDade says the Pope made no specific promises, but said he was committed to doing more, including holding bishops accountable who cover up for pedophile priests. But many other survivors remain skeptical. They dismissed the meeting as a PR stunt. As one put it, "I'll believe it when I see it."
NPR's Tovia Smith reporting. The Pope is in New York with a huge mass at Yankee Stadium this weekend. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake rocked Illinois early this morning. The center was in southeast Illinois, but it was felt up to 350 miles away. Even skyscrapers as far as Chicago shook a little. But so far, no reports of injuries or major damage. It's the largest quake in the area in years. Osama bin Laden's right-hand man is speaking out in a new audio tape. Al-Qaeda number 2 Ayman al-Zawahiri says the U.S. will lose in Iraq whether it stays or goes. The tape seems to be recorded recently. He references last week's congressional testimony from General David Petraeus. He also lashed out at Iran, saying the mainly Shia nation is meddling. Al-Qaeda is Sunni Muslim. As for the people whose job it is to protect us from Al-Qaeda and other threats, well, a lot of them really don't like their jobs. This finding from an alarming new study of the Department of Homeland Security. Only about half of employees there would recommend working for DHS. That's about the same as 3 years ago. The agency recently ranked dead last in another survey of federal government agency worker satisfaction. If you're wondering, the happiest feds worked for NASA. That's the news at the moment. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.